You're listening to SBS News.
Today we have closed the book on apartheid, and that chapter is finally closed.
To some a reformer, to others the face of a brutal apartheid regime. F.W. de Klerk, South Africa's last white president, has passed away at the age of 85. He died at his home in Cape Town, surrounded by family, following a battle with cancer. Born in Johannesburg to a prominent Afrikaner family in 1936, Frederick Willem de Klerk won worldwide praise for his role in scrapping apartheid and for releasing Nelson Mandela, the leader of the African National Congress, who had been imprisoned for 27 years.
I wish to put it plainly that the government has taken a firm decision to release Mr. Mandela unconditionally. I am serious about bringing this matter to finality without delay. The government will take a decision soon on the date of his release.
4 years on, and Mr. Mandela was elected the country's first black president, as black South Africans voted for the very first time. By then, the pair had been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for their cooperation in moving South Africa away from institutionalized racism and towards democracy. But de Klerk's legacy is complex. A deeply conservative politician, he defended the separation of the races before helping to dismantle the very system that his ancestors had built. Many argued that his decision to end the brutal apartheid was driven more by pragmatism, not idealism. By the 1980s, South Africa had become an international pariah. Its internal strife and violent reputation had wreaked havoc on its economy. President de Klerk argued that the country's future depended on a new course.
I would say that the crux of those goals on the major issue, namely constitutional development, is that we want to build a new South Africa.
Yet he himself never found a place in the democratic South Africa and became seen as an apologist for the torture and killings committed by the segregationist regime. At the end of white minority rule and the election of Nelson Mandela as president, he served as the country's deputy leader. But frustrated by his diminished role and at times often fractious and strained relationship with President Mandela, he departed in 1996 and set out to transform the National Party, which his grandfather had helped create. But that as well proved unfruitful. Many white South Africans saw his efforts to end apartheid as a betrayal. Last year, Mr. de Klerk sparked fury when he denied that apartheid was a crime against humanity, despite the United Nations declaring it as such. He later apologised and retracted the controversial statement. In March of this year, he was diagnosed with cancer. Shortly before his death, Mr. de Klerk recorded a message to the nation. Released posthumously, it contains an apology for the pain caused by the regime.
This is my last message addressed to the people of South Africa. I, without qualification, apologize for the pain and the hurt and the indignity and the damage that apartheid has done to black, brown and Indians in South Africa.
An unexpected apology, but too late for some. F.W. de Klerk is survived by his wife Alita, two children Susan and Jan, as well as several grandchildren. His funeral date is yet to be announced. Tina Quinn, SBS News.